Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and just to introduce myself, those who don't know me, my name is William Watt. I'm here as a member of the Southland Conservation Board. Just start by noting that the Conservation Board made a submission on the plan, and I'm here with, at their request to support the submission and really answer any questions. I think it's always worth going back to one's statutory purpose for being, and I noted that in my paragraph 3 there. A Conservation Board provides for interaction between the public and the Department of Conservation at the regional and district level. Conservation Boards are independent bodies established by the Conservation Act 1987. Each board represents a community of interest in the work of the department and conservation in general within that board's area of jurisdiction. So we represent the community of interest and conservation in general. So the mandate of the board is to advocate for conservation and conservation values in Southland. And obviously the Water and Land Plan has the potential to affect the conservation values of the Southland region in a positive way. And so really, I think the thrust of the submission is at a very high level, and that is that if the plan achieves its desired outcomes, that's also good for conservation values and desired conservation outcomes. And that is why the board felt it should submit supporting the plan.
Yep, thank you.
So the general tenor of the board submission wasn't support of the objectives and policies. We didn't go into the rules in great detail. I guess our main plea, middle of what is, I understand, a very exhausting process for you, is really that you not get lost in the detail of addressing individual submission points and not lose the sight of the vision that the council has in initiating the plan. I've commented on the section 42A report only where we made recommendations or sought changes. The River and Lake Beds, well, the 42A report does cover the concerns of the board. Indigenous, we sought an inclusion of a paragraph on aquatic weeds and indigenous biodiversity, and felt that that could still, with advantage, be commented on. We did make the point that at the time seemed quite well received by the staff here, that it wasn't clear initially whether the physiographic zoning included the sea. It's since been clarified that it probably doesn't, but the Section 42A report addresses that fully. Objective 16 was supported by the board, but board expressed concern that provision should be made for exceptions, for example, during the nesting season of threatened birds. And we accept the 42A report recommendation on this. We questioned the objective 17. We questioned the use of the word appropriate, but I think the section 42A report again gives some authority to a useful comment on that difficult word. And again, policy 16, we sought some very minor changes, and we're happy with the course of action proposed in the Section 42A report. At policy 44, we just sought minor clarification as to what was meant by the islands. That is clarified in the Section 42A report. Going to Rule 9, we had submitted that as the plan stood, it was questionable whether provision had been made for the use of chemicals in the control of pest plants along waterways. We raised the issue of whether technically they came under the term agrochemicals. Well, the Section 42A report does address that. We just raised the issue. At Rule 15, we questioned whether the rule policy applied to public as well as private property. Well, again, the 42A report indicates that it does. Rule of Hen's an interesting one, very minor point, but we had suggested, the board had suggested that some kind of parameters around temperature might be suggested. This is relating to purging of instruments from a water treatment plant. The Section 42A report commented that our submission had merit, but we didn't provide a suitable temperature range or what increase may be appropriate. I think the honest answer is we don't know, and it's really outside our jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. But perhaps if the submission has merit, perhaps that could be looked at further. Again, on Rule 19, we supported the thrust of the rule relating to discharge of water associated with water treatment purposes. We felt that temperature should be controlled. Again, the Section 42A report notes the standards set out in Appendix E. At Rule 79, we sought some clarification of matters on the maps. To be honest, I couldn't find where that had been addressed in the Section 42A report. This is, after all, a 700-page report. We just couldn't find it, so we haven't got a strong view as to whether that's been accepted or not. It's just a matter of clarification, and perhaps this is an example of that. Speaking as a consultant for a minute, we're required to address the water and land plan when making an application really for anything to Environment Southland. And yet, at the moment I'm putting together one for the a piece of land which happens to be in the urban physiographic zone, but there are no fact sheets for the urban physiographic zone. So that's the kind of detail it would be good to see streamlined a bit, because by the time you go into all that and find it out, you spend half an hour of the client's time. But just in conclusion, the board acknowledges the work that Environment Southland is doing on the plan. It recognises that the science-based foundations of the plan are something of a trendsetter in New Zealand. And to put it in a nutshell, the board encourages Environment Southland to keep its eye on the ball with the objective of a strong but workable operative plan.
Thank you very much for that. Let's see if we have any questions for you, Edward.
Good afternoon. It looks like we've pretty well been taking care of the points you've raised, other than perhaps I think you were still looking for
18, 19.
I think that's okay. Aquatic weeds?
Yes, that's. Yeah. It was every chemicals, I think, was there was a definition of every chemical that we wanted to be reassured was inclusive enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Just thank you for your work and thank you for referencing it to the Section 42A. And it's very helpful.
My comments around Rule 18-19 that you raise around temperature, do you have any idea what volume would be involved? And I'm going to suggest that small volume, even if there's a temperature difference to the receiving body, is not much of an issue, but a large volume with a temperature difference to receiving body would be an issue.
And perhaps it's volume rather than temperature that needs to be the control.
Well, you'd have to have both together.
Possibly.
And I would suggest to you that this is exactly what Fonterra deals with through a processing plant, but that's a very different body of work to what happens at a purging station, which is just cleaning gear. So I'm really looking for volume and temperature difference. Otherwise, I'm not too sure whether whether we can address your concern.
Well, I think obviously both volume and temperature are relevant parameters, but the rule didn't really say so. And that was the point we were making.
Well, I was actually asking you whether we could get some guidance on that, because it was a concern to you. But what is it that would actually trigger that to be considered by the officer of the 42A report?
It was a matter of principle rather than a matter of incidents or an incident or detail. But common sense suggests if you're going to heat the water and then discharge it into water, you want some idea of whether the heater's going to do anything to that water, and that relates to how much there is and how hot you're going to heat it.
I think the board made a submission just requesting temperature be included, so that's what we just need to consider that. Thank you very much for the way you set this out. It's very helpful how you've indicated to us whether or not the 42A report has addressed the concerns. There's a couple of areas remaining outstanding. We understand that, and that'll form part of our deliberations. So thank you very much. And by way of concluding comment, it's very much our aim to come up with a workable plan.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. So we're now adjourned for the day and reconvene at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thank you.